time for a phone scam right now.
Yeah, you know, the week before we went on vacation, I went for my dental checkup, and it's so funny. The receptionist at my dentist office figured out who I was. You know, we were talking about my job and everything. And then she's a listener, and all she kept saying was, you should phone scam this person. You should phone scam that person. You know what you should do? You should do this. You should do that. I'm like sitting here looking at her like, all right, you're asking for it, lady. So
we're going to phone scam her.
We're going to phone scam the receptionist at my dentist office, Carol. And hopefully she won't well, it'll be hard for her to recognize my voice with the concept I've come up with.
All right, here we go. It's 744. You're home of the phone scam.
And now here's another world-famous Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
Phone scam.
Hi, Dr. Whitaker's office. Carol speaking. Can I help you?
Hi. I was in the office at the end of last week to get a simple cavity filled.
Sir?
Yes.
I can't understand you.
Yes. Dr. Whitaker used Novocaine.
Yeah.
And it hasn't wore off.
It does take a couple of hours to wear off. You need to relax and drink plenty of liquids.
Yeah, it spread. The Novocaine spread. And my hand is numb and my right side.
From the Novocaine?
Yeah.
Well, I have not heard of that, but it usually does take a couple of hours to wear off.
And so my lips are numb and they're numb and I'm numb. And I was in there last week and it hasn't wore off.
You got Novocaine last week and it hasn't worn off?
Yes.
At our office, at Dr. Whitaker's office?
Yes.
He gave you Novocaine in your mouth.
On Wednesday.
And now it's in your hand.
It's on my hand and my right. Listen, my arm's numb. Listen to this.
Sir, I think that maybe something else.
See, that's my arm on the table. Listen. Because it's numb.
Now, did this just happen? Because maybe you slept on your arm wrong.
I don't know. I thought maybe I was having an allergic reaction to some pesto sauce I had after leaving my appointment.
That sounds more likely, because Novocaine, I've never heard of it working in that
way.
Well,
my lips and my gum and my tooth and my face are all numb.
Yeah.
And my right hand and my arm.
Sir, it sounds like you need maybe to go to the emergency room.
I slept on it wrong, but then my tongue swelled up, and now everything is numb.
Are you allergic to anything?
No.
You're sure that you're not? You don't have a seafood or perhaps a nut allergy?
Sometimes when I go outside, I get a sniffle.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's probably not the cause of that. I would suggest that is probably not a result of the Novocaine. It sounds like you've got a real problem. Sir, when were you in here last week?
I was here on Wednesday.
And what time was the appointment?
Thursday.
Can I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Lewis Matheson.
Lewis Matheson?
No, Matheson.
Matheson?
No, Matheson. Lewis Matheson.
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 You know, I'm not showing anything from last Wednesday.
No, it's Thursday.
Last Thursday, okay.
It was on Wednesday.
What time was the appointment?
It was 3:30.
I don't have a Matheson for 3:30 on either Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, now my legs are going numb. Oh, they're going numb.
Yeah, I don't think there's much that I can do.
Oh, hold on.
You. Sir, why don't you hang up and call 911?
Hello? I fell on the floor.
Yeah, there's 911.
What's the number?
911.
Can you leave a message for Dr. Whitaker?
Sure.
Can you tell him that you've just been a victim of a Mojo in the Morning phone scam?
I am going to kill you, Spike. Next time you're in here, no Novocaine.
We will scam you. You're home for the phone scam.
Phone scam.
Mojo in the Morning.
On Detroit's hit music leader.
The new Q95.5.